In spite of terror alerts in Europe, a ministry remains confident. A Muslim mob targets Christians in Punjab, Pakistan, and New Hope in El Salvador comes through a program launch for kids. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. It rarely happens, but the United States has issued a travel alert to Americans in Europe. Japan and the United Kingdom have also issued their own advisories. Why? The increased threat of Al-Qaeda-linked terrorism. Missionary with the Evangelical Alliance Mission, or TEAM, John Niemeyer, is in Spain and says many Europeans are concerned.
The fact that something could go south quickly is real, and it is here. The fact that these kind of terrorist activities are being uncovered is unsettling.
Niemeyer says that's providing rare evangelistic opportunities.
There is much more openness to talk about spiritual things, to talk about faith, the future, but more importantly, to talk about faith in Jesus Christ and about being at peace.
Niemeyer says it's all from the Lord. Ironically, opportunities for Muslim outreach are also growing. Pray for safety, wisdom, and funding to follow God's leading. Next, rumors sparked Muslim outrage in Punjab, Pakistan, leading to a rampage in mid-September. Voice of the Martyrs Canada confirms a mob of 40 militants beat some Christians critically. Although three politicians were blamed for instigating it, the report has yet to be substantiated. There were death threats and hints of another massacre. One of the believers targeted was a man who had been acquitted of blasphemy charges. Keep praying for believers that they'll hold firm to their faith. You're listening to Mission Network News. Cure Clubfoot Worldwide has cured more than 1,000 children with clubfoot in Latin America. The September launch of the El Salvador program means more kids have a chance at a future. CCW's executive director Andrew Mayo says,
a child that is born with a disability in a developing country generally grows up without an ability to go to school and generally not hold a job, often won't get married, they'll live their life unproductive.
The first training occurred in early September. Ideally, CURE provides the framework for the new launch, but they're hoping to work themselves out of a job by 2013. Counseling's also offered, which serves two purposes.
Our counselors can build a relationship with those parents over that period of time through explaining the medical process, but they're building a personal relationship, which is a platform for them to be able to, outside the clinic, share the gospel.
Next, today is day one of Bright Hope International's three-day poverty summit. Craig Dyer says,
the poverty summit is an opportunity to bring people together that are interested in breaking the grips of poverty on the poorest of the poor and saying, hey, what is God doing in different areas of the world?
The summit's in response to seeing people inundated with requests to give, but never just handed the facts. After the summit, people should feel more equipped to do something about global poverty without just giving money. Bright Hope's international projects will be explained how they provide
opportunity for us as believers to say there's a God who loves you, who cares for you, who doesn't want you to be suffering like this, and he's come to give you hope and come to help you with these resources and the hope of eternity with the knowledge of his son, Jesus Christ.
The free summit is in Chicago, but parts will be broadcast online. Our website has those details. And final reports from Slavic Gospel Association's summer camp ministry are still coming in, but the results look pretty good. So far, reports show that over 9,000 kids in nine countries throughout the former Soviet Union were reached with the gospel. One 16-year-old boy testified how amazed he was at the love shown by the workers of the camp and in turn came to Christ. Pray that as follow-up ministry begins, children would continue to respond to the message of Christ. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The biographies of missionaries are compelling. Mission Aviation Fellowship would like you to have a classic, Jungle Pilot. It's the story of missionary pilot Nate Saint from his early years to his work with MAF in Ecuador, where he was martyred by the Guarani. Get your copy of Jungle Pilot at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.